Blog Talk Radio.
This is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Anthony. Oh, God. Is he alive? Oh, I think he died. Anthony?
Yeah?
Okay, good. You're here with us.
Yeah.
Strangely, I put you on, but the radio didn't agree. Okay, good. You're alive. Okay, so, and of course I'm here with my fellow co-host Anthony St. Andrews doing another episode of This Week in Comics. Today's Batman Day, by the way, in case you didn't
say. So happy Batman Day.
Happy Batman Day, 75 years of Batman. If there's still a comic book store open by you after we're done with our show, definitely go check them out. They have sales galore, free Batman masks, and, you know, really cool sales regarding Batman stuff. So definitely go check them out if your local comic book store is still open. And, yeah, I mean, today we're doing some comic books ourselves. I mean, you know, very Batman-themed, but, of course, you know, we had some Marvel stuff come out this week as well. We are doing Batman and Robin 33, Batman Eternal 16, All New Invaders 8, and Amazing Spider-Man number 4. And, yeah, I mean, this was a weird week, I would say. I mean, nothing really kind of jumped out at us, sadly. But, I mean, it wasn't all bad. It's just nothing really amazed us, even though Amazing Spider-Man is here, which usually says we're going to be amazed, right? Usually it ends up being our favorite book of the week. But
sadly, that was not the case this time.
Yeah, sadly, that was not the case. But, well, I mean, let's just start off with Batman and Robin 33. Now, if you're thinking, wait, they haven't ever done this, you know, before on the show, it's because it's actually a part of Robin Rises, the new arc that basically is bringing Robin back to life, but not yet, but they're trying to say that they are. It's very confusing.
Incredibly so.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, this issue, again, it wasn't the best or the worst thing. It was just kind of there. I mean, there were some good parts, there were some bad parts, and we're going to talk about them. So, yeah, so another episode of This Week in Comics, everyone. Yeah, so what did you think about it?
It wasn't bad. Nothing, like you said before, nothing really kind of jumped out and made me go, I love this issue. It was okay. It had its moments, but nothing great. I did mention to you earlier before the show that there was the moment between Superman and Batman that I really liked. But
yes,
nothing really major for me.
Is you know, one of my favorite. The thing is, here's the thing. I don't know about you, but I feel like people were just written strangely. Like, people just felt off. Something about them all felt off. And maybe it's because we don't really see them be angsty anymore, but the fact that they're just so filled with angst really just kind of made me feel like...
Yeah, I actually felt the same way last issue, too. Like, some of the characters, to me, just seemed completely off.
Yeah, and it's strange because, you know, I understand why Batman is filled with angst. And, you know, people will be like, well, yeah, because he's Batman. No, because of the fact that, you know, his son just died. So I get that. We're here. You know, that's where we are. I understand it. But it's just strange to see everyone else just, I don't know, they all feel so, like we said, just a bit off. You know, there was, like, too many jokes last issue, which was weird. You know, those puns that happened in Robin Rises. And now, apparently everyone knows about Billy Batson. Not sure when that happened.
That was the thing.
Yeah, I have a strange feeling that if they had actually gone through with the Shazam series on time, they may have had a tie-in that we didn't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel as if everything in DC Creative is written to be shown at a specific time, thinking, oh, yeah, the universe will explain everything. I mean, then again, Marvel does it too. But the difference with Marvel is they usually either get things done on time or they keep things, you know, hidden for months, right? Where DC apparently just stopped caring.
Yeah.
which is a great thing, by the way. Just don't care, you know? Just don't care at all. And, but yeah, I mean, there were some good things about this issue. You know, you can't just be all complaining. Honestly, I'll admit, when they said Hellbat access, you know, the second I saw Hellbat access granted, I freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the name.
Yeah.
Right? There's so many, you know, where it's just like, we're the Justice League. At one point, we were known as the Super Friends. It's like,
of course we were, Robin. So what are we going to name my, you know, my new suit?
Well, golly gee, Robin, we're going to name it Hellbat. No. Like, I just, and the way they described making it, I just wanted there to be, like, just this, like, a montage, which is, like, 80s, just hardcore, just death metal.
Just
playing
Ozzy
in the background.
Music.
Yeah, just have an Ozzy, just, you know, just, made the metal out of steel and, you know, just, oh, Batman, oh. You know, that's how I felt. Sharon, that's how I really felt when I was thinking. I was like, damn, like, and it's kind of cool in a way where they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we made this, you know, with all our help. So it kind of felt like, even though it's Batman's toy, quote unquote, the League kind of helped them, and it felt nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. The weird thing, though, the thing that did feel a bit off is the way Wonder Woman said, because you are so weak. And I was like,
Yeah, that was really weird, in my opinion.
Like, I don't think, it's weird, again, I don't think they're trying to, like, make it seem so bad, but, like, the tone of this issue just kind of made it seem like, Batman, you're so weak. And it's like, guys, I'm not saying he's Bat God or anything. Like, I don't think he can actually go in there and take down everyone by himself, obviously. Going in there is going to get him killed. So you have to be honest with him. But it felt weird because it felt like it was like, Batman, you are going to get killed because you are weak. And it's just like, guys, what fueled you, right, to become a superhero? You know what I mean? Well, someone did this to me. No, someone killed someone that I loved. Exactly. And then what else happened? And then people were telling me that I couldn't do it, anything about it. So I did. Right? So what are we doing here? Well, Batman got someone that he loved murdered, and then they were telling him he can't. Like, this is not going to end well, you idiots.
Not at all.
Because that's what you do. You tell the guy who has the biggest ego, thinks he's the world's greatest detective, you can't do it. That's smart. Like, I'm not saying you can't be honest. You can say, listen, they are out of this world. We need to focus on this world. That's it. But, like, just little, I feel like they were just little jabs, and they weren't meant to be there, I think. Like, I don't think they were actively trying to say, like, haha, you're weak. But it just kind of came out that way. It came out the wrong way a lot,
yeah.
I think, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just sucked because, obviously, Batman's going through some really crazy shit right now.
Yeah.
So it's strange how, like, no one said, I understand your pain, but, you know, even Aquaman, where it's like, what if this was Mera? Aquaman's like, whoa, that's not fair. You know, like, she's my wife. That was just your fucking kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's stupid, I feel. Like, it was just a weird issue. And that, like, that's the thing. That's kind of what, like, because this could have been actually number one,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way. But little things like that really just bumped it down. And then you also have, which was really strange, you have the fact that, so Hellbat, right? And, you know, and I will admit, the ending was nice. I'll be honest with you. Because him and the Bat family basically saying, oh, good, you're all here. So we're going in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit, that made me happy. Because I do, the thought of the Bat family infiltrating Apocalypse makes
that's
me a happy
pretty,
Matt.
Yeah, that's,
right?
That's pretty cool.
But there's two big issues that I had, though.
Mm-hmm.
One may seem a bit minute, but the other one I think it's a huge problem. The first thing is, okay, first off, so you read the last page of the issue, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. And if anyone didn't, if you're just like, oh, well, don't spoil it for me, I'm actually not going to spoil it for you. Like, I'm not going to say, like, oh, you know, this is good. But what it says is, here's the thing, right? It says, next, Robin Rises continues. And I sat there, and I thought, what does that mean? And that's
yeah.
a huge issue, because I actually checked Robin Rises Omega, and it said, oh, continuing in Batman and Robin 33.
I thought
right?
the same thing, so I read that. I'm like, where am I supposed to go now?
which is very shitty to do, because you're a guy, and myself, right, who can do the research, right, who are invested enough into comics to do this research. Now, I'm not saying you have to spoon-feed everyone, because I understand, you know, you don't have to say to everyone, hey, so this is how Batman's parents died, you know? That's pretty much common knowledge by now. You know,
yeah.
Batman, Spider-Man, Superman are all common knowledge. If you don't know that, like, you don't, like, if you don't know that and then go, well, I guess I'm starting that in superheroes, how do you not know that? That's common knowledge by now, you know?
Exactly.
Everyone knows the origins of these heroes, so that's fine. You don't have to spoon-feed anyone anything crazy. You know, I would like it if certain things were put in the beginning of the issue just for a page, just like, you know, hey, by the way, in case you don't know, you know, here's what you missed on Glee, right? Nothing crazy,
mm-hmm.
just that, right? But it gets bad when it's just like, how do I read your next comic? Well,
exactly.
It's called, you know, if it's actually going to be called Robin Rises Continues, never mind, you know?
Yeah.
Thumbs up to them, I guess.
Yeah.
But right now, it looks like, you know, there's Robin Rises Omega, right? Then this comes out a week after. So I don't believe next week we're going to get something called Robin Rises Continues.
I mean, I'm checking as we're on here, but so far I don't see anything Robin Rises Continues.
Yeah, so we're actually going to get another... And it's funny because it's as if they don't understand. Like, they looked at Superman Doomed, and they sat there and thought, yep, that's a perfect way of numbering things, isn't it, Bob? Of course it is, Jim. Even though Superman Doomed, in my opinion, other than the actual flaws with the story, is so flawed in not understanding how to actually label and number things. I mean, just, you know, hey, look, it's Chapter 1, Part 3. But wait a minute, and then here's Chapter 2, Part 1? Wait a minute, no, here's Part 1, Chapter 3. Like, it gets nuts, where it's just like, all right, I just want to read the fucking story.
Exactly.
Right? Right? So, but hey, at least in Superman Doomed, they'll say, oh, hey, here's the next issue. Here's the next issue. Here's the next issue. This one, for some reason, they thought this was a good idea.
Oh,
it's
mind-boggling. I what they're doing.
Okay, what are they doing?
Basically, it's going to continue strictly in Batman and Robin. So in a way, I do understand them saying Robin Rises Continues, but at the same time, they should say Robin Rises Continues next month in Batman and Robin.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, but it doesn't... Here's the thing. It's only angering because they did it the week after. If
exactly.
it was 2 weeks after, I'd understand. Doing
mm-hmm.
it the week after, and especially with the fact that they've been doing this with Future's End, Batman Eternal, Superman Doomed,
mm-hmm.
there is no reason... Future's End has been weekly, correct?
Yeah, it has.
Yes, there's no reason why one can't assume, oh, God, it's another weekly one. It's like, no,
yeah.
actually, it's a monthly one. Why would... But what?
Yeah.
You know? No, it was just a coincidence, a fun coincidence that hurt your wallet. You know?
Exactly.
It's... I mean, yeah, now it makes more sense. Thank you for clarifying that. But how...
Sure.
Yeah, but how could one know? Especially when... If you're not even that into comics, but again, because here's the thing. Like, it could say next issue. Like, usually it says next issue or in
exactly,
issue 4.
That's what I'm saying. But they just kind of left it out there. Like, it will continue. It's like, great. Next issue? Next month? Where? When?
Which is very funny, if only because if you look at the title page,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the... Oh, excuse me. I have to actually get to the page. Excuse me. It does say Robin Rises, Part 1, but it's still basically like Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't... So it's just a thing where it's just like, you know, you might say, oh, yeah, where's the new Robin Rises thing? And it's like, do you mean the new Batman and Robin? You know what I mean? Where it's like they tie in together.
Yeah.
Right? So it's upsetting that for some reason they just thought, they'll get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, we won't, you know?
Exactly.
But either way, I mean, I know it might sound minute, but it matters in the sense that, again, there are some people who don't understand what's going on here. And, yeah, they kind of, you know, it's not being force-fed or trying to be spoon-fed. I meant spoon-fed before, by the way. I didn't mean force-fed. Spoon-feeding. When they need to actually understand what the hell is going on, you know, to buy your book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this book can be someone's first book. As scary as that sounds, it can be someone's first book. All they know about is that there was a Robin, and then he died, and that was Batman's son. And then here they are.
Exactly.
And they're like, so when do I read again? You know? I looked on the internet about the one that was coming out next week. I don't see Robin Rises Continues. They had Omega. What's this? You know, it's silly, but it matters. Also, this might sound like nitpicking, and, you know, please call me out on it. Continuity is a cruel, cruel mistress. See, you tell me, right, okay, I'll believe that Eternal can be happening and Doomed can be happening while Justice League stuff is happening, all right? I'll believe it, all right? I'll believe it. But the fact that this is tying in with Batman, with the family, trying to go make Robin either come back to life or get his body back at the very least, right? Mm-hmm. And saying, nope, completely canon, right? Makes you sit there and go, so that's completely canon. While Eternal is completely canon, Superman Doomed is completely canon. Really?
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I had a feeling we were going to bring that up as well.
And it's funny because I know, you know, people out there right now who know comics a lot are laughing at me right now. And believe me, I understand why you are. Why am I still complaining about stuff like this? It's just the simple fact that Marvel could even get it right. And we complain about Marvel about, you know, certain things like that as well. Even, you know, with all their different uncanny Avengers, actual Avengers, new Avengers, old Avengers, like the ones that you saw that one time Avengers, you know, like all those people, all those books, and it's like, but you're dead, you're not dead, you're dying, you know, like you're pointing at everyone, you're having marital problems, why are you all here, right? But at least, when it comes time to say, yeah, Cap is old now, right? We didn't see him in Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When it came time to, you know, little things like that where it's like, oh, okay, at least they're attempting to care instead of having a fully...
Well, I'll get to it later on Invaders, so...
Right. But I was saying, you know, so that's the point where it's just like they're doing little things here and there at least where it just seems as if... That's why I feel as if, you know, again, Marvel, they hold back. DC, I can bet you some money that this was meant to come out months ago.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's probably why this is such an issue, where, like, I can probably say that this could have been the lead-in to Eternal, where it's like, see, you've already seen how it worked in Robin Rises, go see Eternal. And even though Eternal would be the way it is right now, people might already been used to that kind of thing, you know, where, and that's probably why it's becoming such an issue, where it's like, here's Doomed, here's Eternal, here's, you know, here's Robin Rises. And it's like, you know, this like Robin Rises, I feel, should have either come out months ago, you know, without the pushbacks, or it should have waited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either or. Either Robin Rises finishes before or after Eternal. You know?
Yes.
The fact that it's going on with Eternal is just silly to me.
Yeah, it is a bit much.
Yeah. It, you know, it feels a bit much, and, you know, and again, we'll get to Eternal in a second, and we'll talk about how the continuity in that is a bit off for me. But still, I mean, it just feels weird. Again, it's a bit too much, and that's why it's not first. It's actually very hard to say what's first this week. It's like, yeah, it's literally, you know, some weeks, or, you know, it's like, oh, my God, who's fighting for first place? In this case, it's like, who's fighting and saying, please don't make me last?
Pretty much.
You know? Yeah, it's like, usually it's like, oh my God, they're all like right there. It's by a nose. Now it's like, so who's in the second place tie? You know, almost everyone. Also, if you want to call and talk to us about any of these issues, please call. You know, the number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. Whatever issue we're on, you know, please jump on. We're going to move to Eternal, but if you do want to talk about Batman and Robin, you know, Robin Rises, please, you know, feel free to still call in, you know? And because, again, both really do tie in a way, because, hey, Batman and Batman Day. Hopefully you enjoyed your Batman Day. You know, Batman did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is when Batman was made. Kind of his whole life was, you know, shattered because he was made into existence. So, I mean, that's
pretty
not.
Depressing
it's not
day
like it was,
for him.
Yeah, pretty depressing day for him. You know, so sucks to be that guy. But, you know, I'm happy we've enjoyed his stories and we've capitalized on all of his pain. So that's good to know.
Thanks, Batman.
Yeah, thank you, Batman, for giving us stories. So Batman Eternal 16, right? What did you think about it?
Well, I didn't hate it.
Right.
It's definitely not my favorite, but I do like that things were accomplished more or less in this issue.
I agree.
As opposed to past issues where it's like, so we're going to touch on this story, but we're not going to resolve anything at all before switching to the next story. Where this one, it's kind of like we're getting somewhere, and the ending actually sets up for something that's really cool, and based on, like, the whole next issue thing, it looks like it is going to be resolved next issue, which I am really looking forward to.
Yes. I mean, we will share some spoilers. If you're not into spoilers, we're very sorry. I mean, you know, it's a Wednesday. Sorry. I mean, you know, you've had the whole day.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna get hopefully the spoilers for you might make you want to read the issue if you kind of dropped off, and may even want you to, you know, not only read this issue, but maybe just keep on reading, because this was, again, it's like an issue also that grew on me, where, you know, Batman and Robin grew on me to the end, where I was like, you know what, I am pumped for the next issue in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this one too, where at first I was like, okay, and then, oh, I'm here now, you know, I'm staying,
yeah.
Right? Because the thing is, you see, here's the thing. First off, you know, again, like I said, it wasn't a bad issue, right? I don't think it was like a terrible, terrible issue. I was actually thinking you might have thought it was terrible. But the thing is, I'm concerned because I don't know if I'm saying this because of Stockholm Syndrome, you know? But I just, you know, just, I've been here for so long, I guess I like it. But I just do feel like this issue was actually interesting. I mean, it wasn't as good as what we've gotten lately. And I think that's another thing, too, where if we had to compare it, yeah, we've gotten a lot better lately, right?
Absolutely.
But on its own, I don't think it's the Antichrist, you know?
Not at all.
It's just that, you know, and it's funny because at first I actually, my notes said, like, however, it is everything that can be wrong with the series. But then, right, it actually stuck to pretty much just this story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, damn, like, even though it's quote-unquote not focusing on Batman, still, by the end of it, I really thought, you know what? They made a subplot. They made it. Like, it's already out there. They have to finish it.
Exactly.
You know, my only actual issue with this issue would be that if by next week, which I'll change my tune completely, if by next week they don't finish this arc up, this little mini plot. If this subplot doesn't get finished up next week, I will admit, yeah, rioting in the streets, because they did something, which I will mention soon, they did something that it made you want to read it so badly, you know, the next issue, that it's like you have a hot angle. You know, you talk about WWE terms. You have a hot angle. Your angle and your story and your superstar, you know, whatever, they're hot, you know, on fire. Capitalize on that. Don't just, even if it's about Batman all next week, I still would hate it.
Absolutely.
If they didn't capitalize on what they did at the end of this issue, you know. And we'll reveal it now. If you don't know, Deacon Blackfire is back.
Oh, yeah.
No, Deacon Black, you don't know who he is. Deacon Blackfire. He was, go read The Cult, all right? Go read Batman The Cult. You'll learn who Deacon Blackfire is. If you know who he is, go read it again, all right? I read that recently, and I didn't even think about Deacon Blackfire at all until recently. Well, until today, when I freaking just opened up my freaking Batman Eternal, and all of a sudden, and it's weird, though, because I'll be honest. In concept, I want to hate it because it kind of is making him everything he wasn't, you know, because, man, he was a martyr. He wasn't an actual, you know, super villain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he did some maniacal shit, obviously, right? But he was never actually meant to, he posed a threat, but he was never actually meant to be something like this, where it's like, it's funny in a way, where it's like, so in theory, the bad guy won? Because at the end of the day, he somehow managed to come back. He's now a supernatural threat. And he looks as if to be the god that he always wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
How is Batman the hero of this story anymore? The villain got exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But, I know, now that you think about it, you're like, God,
yeah.
But again, though, I'll admit, though, Deacon Blackfire coming back, even being this supernatural entity, I will admit it's pretty cool. I will admit, though, again, at first I didn't like the supernatural aspect because it felt like it dragged on too long. Zeus was there.
Oh,
Zeus is here, and he's also bigger and badder than ever, apparently. You know, I was like, why is, like, has Zeus been training at the same gym that Bane has? Like, what are we doing here?
When Joker's daughter went Maxi Zeus, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, right? Just, oh, God, everything's burning. Everything can burn.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, I know I jumped to the end, but we really have to talk about the middle. And that's why this is like, it's one, right? But so close to being just a tie for four, you know, for nothing, right? The fact that, okay, at first I didn't realize what was going on with Duella and Batman and Batwing until I realized that magical shit made her sound just like Batwing, right? I thought it was like through the computer or something, like, you know, through the computer in the bat suit, it made her sound like, you know, so like, you know, changed up. Like Batwing's voice maybe is for, you know, like if someone intercepts it and they're like, hey, it sounds like that guy who owns that, you know, who works with, you know, Lucius Fox. Yeah, do I know? Like, I know that sound. So I thought like there was like something in there that could like voice change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that now I realize it's like, wait a minute. No. Oh, you know, they say, oh, it's magic. And I'm like, oh, okay, magic. But still. I know Batman isn't Bat God. I just said this about Batman and Robin. So Batman isn't Bat God. But I have to be honest with you. I just feel like there's certain things in the way Duella talks, you know, in her voice, that even if you changed her voice completely, it just feels really weird that Batman would be like, yep, you are Batwing.
Yeah, what got it for me was when he said, like, I love this suit. And he's just like, you should. You worked hard on it. I'm like, I think that's how it would go, but okay.
No, like, it's something that I feel like, if, like, again, I don't know how young Batwing is, I'll be honest, but that's something, like, Damian or Tim would say.
Exactly, and I'm pretty sure Batwing's supposed to be, like, in his 20s, at the least.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he would say something like, honestly, Bruce, this suit was really, you know, is really cool. Like, that sounds right, but, like, I love this suit, as you should. Like, what? Like, it felt weird. And then, again, I'm not saying he should be like, wait a minute. You know, I can smell the breath through the technology device. That doesn't smell like Batwing's breath. You know, nothing crazy or, wait a minute. I hear this in his voice. It isn't a he, it's a her, right? But there's just certain things that I feel like, because Batman studies people so well, he, you know, even if it's magic, you can, I know it's sad because it's like, oh, it's magic, it waves it all away. All they said was, it makes me sound like you. It doesn't say it makes me, like, sound, become you. Like, Batman, I feel like he could just hear things and be like, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like something Batwing would say. You know?
Exactly.
Also, the fact that, okay, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some superheroes don't believe in Murphy's Law. And do you know what Murphy's Law is?
Would you explain it one more time?
It's fine. Murphy's Law, right? Which is fine if you don't. Murphy's Law is, and you've heard it before, you just forgot. Murphy's Law is the thing that anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, so certain superheroes might not believe in that because, you know, hey, maybe they've all gone through their shit, but some of them, like Billy Batson probably doesn't believe in that. You know what I mean? Like, he's just so chill now, you know, that he's just like, he's walking on sunshine, you know? But Batman, right, the thing with his parents and then with his son, and before his son was the kid who he felt like was his son. You know, and then came back, you know, so many, a roller coaster ride of emotions for him, right? That he, I know he's stalking someone right now, and I understand, you know, that's his job right now. He needs to make sure. So you could say, oh, he's just distracted. But still, it's just, yeah, he's stalking someone. But again, Murphy's Law. He's a superhero that I really believe, you know, believes in that. It would be foolish if he didn't. So, you know, the fact that he's just there, and he just hears it, so how's everything going? Actually, it's going very well. I mean, completely well. Why wouldn't it be, Batman? It's perfect. Good. Glad to hear it. When has anything gone well for you?
Exactly.
You know, like, and I was actually expecting Batman to appear in this issue. Like, you thought you fooled me, didn't you? But I'm Batman.
I was thinking that, too. Like, he may just show up next issue. I've picked up on your voice tone differences and the frequencies. It's like, what? Okay, sure.
No, yeah. It's like, you said you loved the suit. He actually hates this. You know what I mean? He was reluctant to get into the costume. You know what I mean? Like, something like that, where it's just like, he was reluctant to get into the costume. Also, you were saying things were going well. Things never go well with me. And I would understand it, because it's so true. Like,
exactly.
Nothing goes well for Batman. Literally everything in Eternal is based on Batman has really shitty luck.
Yeah.
nothing is going well for this guy. So for him to, and I know, yes, Spectre is with Batwing, but still, it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I would have been like, it's just so weird. We're just like, oh, I'm happy you're here. Would you like to, you know, put Spectre on the phone?
I was about to say.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, how are you two doing? Oh, we're wonderful. We're right next to each other. Awesome. Put him on the phone. Like, you know, like, he actually just left. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just very awkward. And it's so much like, oh, that's so stupid. That's not even an important thing. It's important when you're dealing with superheroes here.
Exactly.
You know? And if you take away this from Batman, then he seems like nothing, I feel. Mm. Because Batman doesn't have a lot to him, sadly. Because, you know, in terms of, you know, ice breath, heat ray. Heat breath? Heat breath, sure. You know, super speed, super, you know, flying in general. I was going to say super flying at the speed of light. No, just flying in general, Batman doesn't really have. He has money, yeah, but he, you know, and again, he's trained a lot, yes. So, and that's the thing, where it's like, oh, he's trained so much that he really should have honed every one of his skills to the point where it just seems a bit silly that, like, something like this is just so normal to him. Like, yeah, you know, whatever. Oh, that Batwing. Yeah, so it's just... It sounds silly, but, like, hopefully my explanation for it makes you think, oh, actually, yeah, why did Batman just kind of let that go?
Yeah, it's, you know, especially for Batman of all characters.
That's the thing, yeah. Like, there's certain people that, you know, like, again, I know Superman, you know, Superman, yeah, probably is a guy who could hear that it was magic. Freaking Superman,
exactly.
Man. Like, yeah. I heard magic. The fuck are you on, man? But, you know, it's still, but still with Batman, it's just that, again, he's honed his senses to the point where, yeah, it's not like Superman's, but it still should be like, something seems a bit off here. I don't know what, but I do know that I am Batman.
Yeah.
You know? And also, by the way, I would like to say, so a lot happened in this issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may feel like it didn't, but we're really getting somewhere. But also, you know, that's a good thing, right? A bad thing, before we quickly move, you know, before we move on, it just, this series feels like a game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I've now really gotten to, because I've said before, oh, you know, you can really tell when, like, you know, writers shift, which writer is giving what. But I have to say, and, you know, and hopefully you agree with me, I finally found the right way to describe it. It just feels like a game of telephone.
It really does.
Where it's just, you know, in this issue, we got so much. We got a little bit of Batman. We got a little bit, like, a two pages of you know, Tim. And we got mostly the supernatural stuff. And it really just feels like it's just like, you know, it's just like, okay, so, you know, we're doing this, and then you got to, like, do that, okay? And then it's like, you know, it's like, okay, so this week we're going to kill Batman and then make Oink Batman, right? And then, you know, Mr. Pig Batman. And then next week it's like, all right, so we're going to kill... Oink Man, and then make Batman Oink. You know what I mean? Where it's like, wait, what? Where's the pig in that? Like, you completely just changed everything around. Like, it feels like it's just a game of telephone where, like, you know, it's like they started, it's just they wanted to start off with one thing. And now it's, like, evolved into a really weird kind of, like, are we even in Batman anymore?
Absolutely.
And also, you know, and I hate to keep on adding all those, but I have to. Another bad thing is that, okay, yes, right, you know, Arkham, you know, is in Batman City. Batman City is Gotham. No one touches Batman City, right? I, you know, that's a common thing that we've had for years. Crazy stuff has happened in Gotham, and everyone says, no, Batman City, he'll deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
My issue is that, you know... They've been doing this in Arkham for months.
Yeah, that's,
Nobody picked up on that.
Exactly. I mean, you would think that people in Arkham have Batman's personal freaking hotline by now. It's like, he's out again, we need you. Not now that it's like, they're sacrificing every staff member. Get over here now.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's just, and not even just Batman, just in general, because I know Invaders made a crack about, you know, the fact that there's, like, you know, how can you make a secret base this big and no one, like, which is funny, but it is true, you know? It was funny, it's true, and hey, but guess what? A secret base, that's, even if it's out in the open, you know, it's in the trees, no one's actually focusing to look down, they're too busy fighting people in the sky, but there's just, there's so much about
hey, maybe I'm just too much in DBZ mode, right? Because, you know, tomorrow we're going to be doing a DBZ podcast with myself and Tristan Walter. So maybe I'm in DBZ mode, right? But I just feel as if there's something about magic that when a lot of magic is concentrated in one place, it feels like someone's going to go, excuse me, I think there's magic here. You know, I think something's, like, no one, everyone's just like, well, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not my fucking problem. Like, you know, I know, I mean, you again, you could argue, oh, well, what about Forever Evil and what about this and that? Well, it's, again, it's just so after Forever Evil right now that it feels like everyone should have their shit together. That's why they either should have waited or, you know, for certain things, or they should have, you know, tried their hardest, because it just, it feels so long after Forever Evil. And even Forever Evil didn't last months, and, I mean, Forever Evil, in a way, stopped the world where I don't think even there was even magic in Arkham. You know,
no,
it just tries, yeah. It tries to make it seem as if Eternal has been lasting for that long, or something, which it hasn't been. So it's like, wait, so it was before Eternal even happened? It's like, again, they're trying to say continuity. It just, it's one of those situations where I think possibly, right, looking at this out of context, meaning like in the future, someone might be like, wow, Eternal's really good. But it's just a situation right now where it's like, as it's going on, it's not as good because of things like this. They just kind of add up and go, so really, a couple months in Arkham, no one picked up on it? No one?
Pretty much.
Magic? Hell, the fact that you mentioned Batman having their personal, you know, everyone, you know, them being able to call Batman. The fact that Batman sometimes routinely brings people into Arkham.
Yeah.
Hell, they had an annual specifically detailing how much work Batman has put into Arkham. I don't know if you got to read that. I believe it might have been a Batman annual. Like an actual, like, you know, Batman annual. It was in New 52. And it actually talks about the security measures Batman has put in to make sure that, you know, things will go off.
Right.
Yes. What the hell, guys?
Exactly. I mean, it's not even that. I mean, I know what you brought up before about nobody touches Batman City. But when you have people like Constantine and Zatanna just going around, does nobody pick up on this at all?
Exactly. You know, I made an all caps comment that really kind of, you know, says it pretty well. How the fuck do you get that past every fucking hero in the fucking galaxy?
Pretty much.
Because guess what, everyone? Lanterns exist. We have everyone and their mom as a superhero now. And I know, suspension of disbelief, Matt, suspension of disbelief. But for months. Magic for months in Batman City. I'm sorry. And again, which is scary, because now you might be thinking, wait a minute, but how bad was Invaders and Spider-Man? Well, not even bad, just disappointing, I feel, personally. Because Invaders, you know, it has what they had last time, right? You know, the new Invaders 8, by the way, which doesn't involve Original Sin in this issue?
No, actually, it doesn't.
Okay,
well,
that's the thing. Like, it was Original Sin for, like, what, like an issue or two, and then they just stopped?
Those last two issues.
Yeah, and now we have, you know, and that's the thing that sucks is that, you know, they show that crazy, oh, God, that thing that's just frightening now, and have to killed it immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was kind of handled a bit fast.
Yeah, and then, you know, and I like the Coulson bit. That was nice, you know? But, of course, you know, comic books, as much as I love them, they still screw up in the sense that they like to add in random scenes that make sense if you're reading everything, but not if you're a normal human being who might just pick up one to two series. And I don't mean that as, like, you're a freak, Anthony. I mean that, like, you know, you're a god among men women, you know. No, it's the thing is, I do also pick up a lot, right?
Yeah.
But sadly, you know, I'm not up to date with the Marvel Illuminati.
Yeah, that threw me for a bit.
Sorry.
Like,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy here, everyone, who gets, you know, sometimes $50 worth of comics a week, $30 worth of comics a week. Sometimes they're lighter, you know? Sometimes he's happy. But sometimes he'll have a lot in a week, you know? I mean, I think what'll stop you the most is, you know, from having $50 a week is the fact that you'll have, like, something like Eternal eating away at you every week. But I remember there was a point where, yeah, you had a lot in your pull list. You know,
yeah.
That's who you are, you know, you, and that's good because, you know, I'm similar. Sometimes it sucks because sometimes both you and I don't get the same things. That's why we don't really do it on the show as much. But yeah, no, I'm reading a lot as well. So, but sadly, not up to date with the, you know, with the Inhumans or with the Illuminati. That's a weird sentence. So
I
don't, you know, so that one page is like, if that gets put into a graphic novel, that's just really stupid. You know, I would argue that page should just be cut, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really understand the need for that page. Why couldn't they just have had Namor just meet up with him?
Yeah, and just say, oh yeah, lots going on in his life. And it's that simple. Like, why is it meant to, like, is it meant to try and be like, kind of like a, oh, go buy the Illuminati issue, please. Can you
yeah.
please? Like, maybe that's what they're trying to do, in which case, I guess I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, they could just be like, this is our team, you should buy the book.
Yeah, exactly. And they all look at the camera. I understand it. But at the same time, it's just, you know, it was just, it was, I felt like it was unnecessary in the sense that it gave nothing to the story. It was a page wasted. And it could easily confuse people. You know? I mean, I knew who the team was for the new Illuminati. Like, I knew they replaced Charles with Beast. And, you know, so I knew we have a new, you know, a new Illuminati team and whatever. And Iron Man is in the suit that I believe I have as a toy.
I was thinking that too when
I saw it. Looks like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variation of that. And a toy I had, mind you, when I was a very young child before I even knew who Iron Man was. But, yeah, it's just, so, you know, it's just, it was like, oh, here's the meeting ground. And then later, hey, so it's me, Hammond. Yes, I am Namor. All right, cool, yeah. And then they do something that, I don't know if they did this in Inhumanity. So I'm sorry, because I want to read Inhumanity, and definitely I will check it out. But as of right now, I haven't. So looking at, you know, hearing about Toro now being an Inhuman, it kind of rubs me the wrong way. You know, I understand creative license now. You know, I mean, we, you know, the Marvel owns it, not the original creators. But it's just, it just feels weird because it's just, I don't like that. It seems as if the Inhumans are really being pushed now because Marvel in movie form can't do the mutants.
Yeah.
So so to me, it feels as if they're trying to make their own mutants to use. Because it's like, oh, well, everyone's a mutant now. Screw it. We need a real minority. So we make Inhumans, right? And then now, you know, we have the Inhumans possibly coming to movie format. I mean, it's not nothing in set in stone, obviously, just rumors up the butt. But it's still really kind of making me a little off, feel a bit off, because it's like, you know, are we just going to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, Cap worked with people that were Inhumans in the movie universe, and he never even knew, and then try to somehow tie it into comics, and it rubs me the wrong way, because
to me,
like,
it just,
you know,
felt like it was one giant plug, like, you should buy Inhumanity, then you'll get what we're talking about. I just didn't think it was
necessary. Or just, not Inhumanity, more like Inhuman titles in general.
Well, yeah.
Because it's Inhumanity is not still going, because now we have Original Sin, right?
But right before this ended, there was also Inhuman.
Right, that's what I meant. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
No, you're right with Inhumanity, but there's like two different ones.
Oh, thank you, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So exactly, where it's just like, see? You see? Like, it's as if saying, see? Toro is one. Feel good about reading their stories.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's like starting to get me nervous. Like, is Spider-Man one? Like, you know, like, actually, the spider just got through his dormant Inhuman genes.
Thor was never. He was an Inhuman. That's why he is now unworthy.
Exactly. That is a whole society of Inhumans that you've been reading. How do you feel now? Betrayed? Like, you know, that's the thing. So it's just, and it's, I know, maybe someone would be like, oh, well, it's just Toro. For me, the way they've really built up Toro, see, I've been reading a lot of Brubaker stuff recently.
Okay.
So I feel as if Toro, especially also with the Invaders and the way they've been using Toro, it feels like he's just, you know, he isn't just like some, you know, character with like, yeah, just make him an Inhuman, whatever. It's like, no, like, he's huge.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. And hey, maybe that's what they wanted to do. Oh, see, Toro is so big, but it just, again, I've said it over and over and over, and I'll say it again. Doesn't rub me the right way, and it kind of took me away from the issue, especially when they did it, you know, they explained all that instead of just like, okay, like, can we just have the fighting thing? Not that I'm saying it all has to be action all the time, but it's just,
you know, it was a weird issue. That's all I'll say. It's a weird issue, and it didn't really resonate with me. But hey, Bucky came back.
Yeah.
So that means you're on for another month.
I was so excited. Like, just looking at the cover, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, because you're a Bucky mark. So no matter what, if Bucky can be in the worst book in the world, but you're like, but it's Bucky, man.
Yeah, he's going to be in, like, a new Avengers book, so that's going to be a problem.
For you and your bank account.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, and I will admit, yeah, I do enjoy him. You know, he did actually kind of make this better, actually. You know, I love Hammond and I love Namor, still. And, yeah, I mean, then they were fighting things, you know, and then they were helping out Bucky, and then all of a sudden, it's just, wait a minute, oh, no. You said he had one Deathlock. Actually, he has all of them. Dun, dun, dun. And I'll admit, yeah, that does make me want to read the next one. Fair enough. But it doesn't make me think, whoa.
And just by the whole, like, next issue thing, many shades of inhumanity, I'm worried it's just going to go completely off course and focus on the history of the Inhumans and how Toro fits into all that.
Exactly. Which is funny because, you know, how much can you take, you know, even though he's in it, how much can you take Winter Soldier just being in one page?
We shall see.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, you know, we move forward. We press onward to the Amazing Spider-Man before we have to, you know, go. Another one that usually is first, yet for some reason got bumped down this week to basically tying with three others.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think this happened?
Well, it definitely was not so amazing. And I think the issue was just... Well, we touched on this before, and at first, the new edition of Silk, the new character, member of the Spider family, it seemed cool at first, you know? It's like, I want to see where this goes. But then in one issue, they managed to take that awesome concept and completely ruin it for me. It's just, it's very odd. I mean, what did you think about it?
Basically that, where it's just, here's the thing, ready? I'm not a guy who usually tries to talk about, how women are objectified in comic books, right? Because guess what? Men are too. It's a different kind, yes, but as a guy who's 5'4" on a good day and who isn't really bulked up, even though I'm going to start working out, I swear, not really bulked up, you look at a guy like Batman who, you know, the Arkham video games list him as, like, what, like 7 feet or something?
Just about.
Just about, and you're like, really? Batman is just almost 7 feet tall. Like, how tall is Bane? Like, 15 feet. You know what I mean? Where it's like, how? So it's like, yeah, you know, like, these characters are made to be, like, your fantasy, regardless of the gender, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I might get some flack for this, but I know there was a Hawkeye movement where they were trying to, you know, where certain people were trying to draw a Hawkeye in suggestible situations that Black Widow was in. And I'll admit, yes, should Black Widow be in those situations? You know, I understand why you think that she shouldn't, but understand that in those exact same situations and at those same positions, I feel, that Spider-Man would have been just as perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the whole, oh, this person is more athletic. You know, this person is more of a, you know, built in that position. Now, I'm not saying that all women should be. I mean, someone like She-Hulk should not be in those poses, right? But someone like maybe Black Widow, Spider-Man, you know, and possibly some other females who are very athletic could be. But anyway, so again, I'll you know, that's my guns. I'll stick to them. But when it comes to Silk, I got to be honest. I felt like sexism kind of was running a bit rampant, and they may have not even realized it. Because here's the thing, right? You have Peter say to her, hey, you're in your skivvies, you know? Because she, even though she was in short shorts and, you know, but she was in short shorts and a very tight shirt, right? And she was like, you know what? You're right. I need to put on a costume. She then uses her own webbing. She can actually make webbing from her fingers. She uses her own webbing to make her own costume, but yet still doesn't really cover up. She actually looks less covered up than she did before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange because I just said, yes, it also happens with the males, you know, but it felt strange because here's a brand new character. That's the thing. You just made this character. You can do anything you want to with her, and yet you make her, you know, very, you know, sexual. And again, I don't think they thought about it. I don't think it occurred to them, like, oh, we're going to draw her like this. But I think it just, you know, sadly, it just naturally comes sometimes. But it just, it felt very upsetting because it's just, again, you could have done so much with her. First off, she could have been a villain at first, at least. Right?
Yeah.
But now she looks like she's in this weird villain-hero hybrid stage, where it's like, she'll only do villainous actions, but she'll do it for a good cause. Right?
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it feels as if there could have been so much more to this, you know? And again, just the way the silk was, first off, the way the webbing was on her, right, just felt very, again, it's just in the way it was, the way she used it, the fact that it's webbing, by the way. Hey, maybe hers is stickier. You know, maybe hers is basically like super-duper, triple-duper adhesive glue where it can't be ripped off. But it really makes, because here's the thing, ready? You rip off, I will admit, yes, Spider-Man's costume actually at this point isn't made of, you know, titanium or anything. You rip it off, you're going to see his bare chest, you know? You rip off his pants, you're going to see his butt, you know? It's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Just something, but something about webbing.
Well, the other thing to remember,
look,
though,
what?
Is that her webbing is organic. His is not.
Right.
So we don't really know how tough her webbing is.
I know it is, but still, though, just the idea of having, even though she did have things underneath, the idea of someone going out naked and under, you know, and on top of it having webbing,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't sit well with me. It feels like it's just too revealing. Even though
mm-hmm.
she had clothes underneath, it felt so revealing.
No,
that it, that, yeah, that's, and that's my issue, where it felt so revealing, and it's like, why do that to her? And then give her a really, in my opinion, kind of shitty superhero name based on the fact that she's a spider. My name is Silk. I am in this silk, you know? And all of a sudden, and then, you know, to top it all off, you know, I mean, we have this romance. I don't even know what to call it. That's why I gave it the you know, the inflection, because basically, you know, their spider sense goes off, as you mentioned on the phone, as if it's the Force, right?
Yeah.
And then they realize, actually, we're two spiders together. We must mate. And I guess that's what it is. I'm hoping they just say, oh crap, it's actually innate spider things. I don't want this to be a thing, right? Hopefully. But from right now, it looks as if it's like, but we must. And it's just like, it just felt so out of nowhere. I don't, like, here's the thing. Each and, you know, even though we've said things about these last three issues, you know, of other series that we've looked at today, you know, the last page has made us go, usually, you know what? I'll check the next one out.
Mm-hmm.
This did not.
Exactly.
This was basically the anti. Like, this made me go, should I continue reading? Which is terrible, because the first three issues were pretty damn good.
Exactly.
You know? If you said to me, we're only releasing the first three issues into a TPB, I'd buy it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be right there. But it just, I don't know. Like, how did you feel about it? Like, about the whole...
I mean, the issue on the whole, there were some enjoyable moments, particularly Spider-Man meeting with the Avengers and being so happy that they called
him
in.
Right, yes.
That was great. I just feel like the problem with it was the fact that they had Silk in it and this had to more or less tie into Original Sin. I think that really weighed it down.
Which is strange because I'm sure they planned for it to tie in with Original Sin. It's just that because it had to, you know what I mean? Like, it would be really shitty if it was like, actually, we were going to make her the biggest supervillain since Norman Osborn, you know? Like, it had to, like, they had to know where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're dealing with DC here, you know, DC editorial. But it felt as if, though, there is, like you said, it did feel as if it felt off. I felt like maybe, and I'll say this much, maybe they wanted to, like, extend it more, where maybe they were going to have her do this, but it was going to take a while, you know? It just seemed so sudden. Everything seemed so sudden. And honestly, I mean, and I'll admit, I don't like things being drawn out. There's a reason why I'm not a big fan of Eternal. But at the same time, sudden is too much, you know, where it just, it's like, oh, no, it has to be this. Just, oh, they're throwing at me. I don't like it, especially when, you know, he breaks her out. She's angry, and then she's not. And then she is angry, and you're like, actually, I can see why you're angry. And then they're making out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are we doing here, guys? What are we, what's this right here?
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so, but before we go, just any closing things to say about Spidey?
Nothing much, really. I just was disappointed by the issue, because that is what I really look forward to the week whenever Spidey comes out.
It is. You know, now yeah. All we have to look forward to is either the point, well, the one point something issues, which I believe this month we're getting the last one point issue.
We have two more, actually.
Oh, sorry. So we have two more 1 point issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Ultimate Spider-Man to look to with Miles Morales. It's funny to say, we only have two out of the three to look forward to. But the thing is that every month we did have three Spider-Man issues to look forward to, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to lose them, and that's and that's a problem, you know? What's coming next?
I mean, the other thing is that it could just be the fact that they're trying to set up for something, and a lot of times when they do that, it doesn't really have the gravitas as the event would itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what it is, and, you know, we'll see what happens in the future, but, you know, as some of the issues did today, it really rubbed me the wrong way thus far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, so, hey, we're at the end here. Would like to thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. And, you know, I'm your host, Matt Marrero, and you are Anthony Sanders. And, yeah, I mean, you know, again, thank you guys for listening in. Hope you had a happy Batman Day. Tomorrow we will be doing, we being myself and Tristan Walter, we'll be doing a Dragon Ball Z show based on the movie BoJack Unbound. What time will it be? We're not telling you here. Where are we going to tell you? On the Facebook page. So you go to our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, or you search up Those Guys, you like the page, and we post every day about what show we're doing. And we give you the link, and everything's cool, right? Peachy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, if you want to email us, maybe tell us a specific show you would like us to do, maybe, a, you know, whatever, email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com. You want to tweet at us, thoseguysontheradio on the Twitter, @thoseguysontheradio, should be. I don't work with Twitter much. But anyway, yeah, so thank you guys for listening in. And, yeah, we're going to play something that hopefully you all enjoy.
Yes, this is real music. Dark, brooding, important, groundbreaking. Check out the lyrics. Darkness. No parents. Continue darkness. More darkness. Get it? Get it, that's just the first verse. Darkness. No parents. Super rich. Kinda makes it better.
And remember to buy that when it comes out on the Lego Movie album, because that was a song sung by Batman from the Lego Movie. Thank you guys for listening in, and thank you guys for listening to Those Guys.